hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then he must often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And verse 27 is the verse I want you to focus on. It says, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. You could be seated. You could all be seated. Not going to be very long. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. I want you to know that we have some appointments coming up. We have some appointments coming up. As I said earlier, someone asked me before the eclipse, August 21st, what did I think it meant? And I put some slides together I want to show you. Because sometimes when things are happening, there's so many things happening that we don't really take time to look at what's really behind it. So if you could put the first slide. So August 21st, that was the first coast-to-coast eclipse in the United States in 100 years. Well, in exactly, 7 years, it'll happen again, but this time it'll go the other way. So could you put the next slide? It's an X over America. Then could you put the next slide? August 25th, there came this Hurricane Harvey. And it came in, and then it just stopped still for 4 or 5 days over Texas, completely devastating Texas. Never had a hurricane like that in 100 years. Could you do the next slide? August 28th, North Korea fired their first intercontinental ballistic missile that they claim can now reach the United States. Could you do the next slide? September 3rd, then North Korea exploded the biggest bomb that they ever had created, which was 10 times larger than the one before that they had made. That the last one they did was 17 kilotons. This one, September 3rd, was 120 kilotons. It's about 8 times bigger than the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. It generated an earthquake that was felt all over the place of 6.3 magnitude. Next slide. This you may not have been noticing, but 8 states in the West are on fire, but so many things have been happening, it's not been in the news, but they've been having the greatest wildfires in decades out West. 8 western states, they've had the greatest amount of fire around Los Angeles that they've ever had. They've got 26,000 firemen, but because of all the other things going on, this has been passing us by. Do the next slide. On September 7th, was the largest earthquake in 100 years hits off the coast of Mexico. It was a magnitude 8.2 earthquake. I don't know if you see a pattern here. Next slide. You may not have noticed it, but there are actually 3 hurricanes. Actually, there's a fourth one. The one we're focusing on is Irma, but there's one behind it that's also a category 4. It's the first time ever that they've seen 2 hurricanes with both of them having category 4 at the same time. And while that's been happening to us in Mexico, that other hurricane has been devastating Mexico. But because, you know, our news is always on America, we don't know. And behind that one, there's another one. They've not seen that ever. When someone asked me what I thought the eclipse meant, I said it's an omen. Usually an eclipse, When there's an eclipse, it's an omen of not good things. We are living in prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes. Jesus, in Luke, he said, when you see wars, rumors of wars, there shall be famines, earthquakes in diverse places. Some of them are being caused by man because they've been doing so much drilling out in Nebraska and doing what they call the fracking. They've had 300 earthquakes, minor ones, because they've been destabilizing the soil. We are living in perilous times. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm just making you aware of some of the things that are happening, that maybe we're just focusing on the one storm, but there's all these other things going on in the world. This world has an appointment. If you could go back to the scripture, Hebrews 9:24, going down to verse 27, it says, it appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is a judgment coming on this world. There's an appointed time that God has set where he is going to take back dominion of this planet. Isaiah 24, verse 1. Isaiah 24, verse 1 says, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste and turneth it upside down and scattereth abroad the inhabitants. The earth also has an appointment. Countries have an appointment. Most of all, each of us have an appointment. It's appointed that one day, if we live long enough, we're going to die. This body is going to dissipate. Israel has appointments. Every year they had seven feasts, seven appointments with God. Three of them, God said, everybody's got to come. All your males shall come. Deuteronomy 16, 16, I'm not going to be long. Three times a year, Deuteronomy 16, 16, three times a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. In the feast of unleavened bread, and that word feast really in the Hebrew is moed, it means appointment. They had an appointment with God. In the feast of weeks, that's Pentecost, and the feast of tabernacles, which is coming up in about 4 weeks. They shall not appear before the Lord empty. What are you bringing to your appointment? You know, when you've got a medical appointment, what happens is, maybe a week before, the medical assistant dials you up to remind you that you have an appointment. I'm the medical assistant today dialing you up to tell you you've got an appointment. Are you ready for your appointment? If you can't look at the news and understand that Matthew 24, Luke 25 is being fulfilled, then I don't know what it will take. 1,000-year floods are coming every 2 years. Floods that they don't build buildings for are coming every 2 years. The Bible said that perilous times will come. We think it's always somewhere else over in the Middle East. But the earth has an appointment. Corinthians 5:10. We've got an appointment as a church too. Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be for good or bad. The Old Testament, it says, Joshua said, how long will ye halt between two opinions? Whether it be God, serve him, or Baal, serve him. But you've got an appointment, and one you cannot put off. It's coming. We may not know the time, the date, the place, but it's coming. It's coming. Not one prophecy in the Bible has ever failed. And it's not going to start failing now. It's time to make our relationship with God sure. It's time to stop equivocating. That's a big word. It's time to stop being on the fence. Paul says to make your election sure. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done. Now, appointments come in two flavors. There's some that is a promotion when someone is being appointed. So there are some appointments that are appointments of blessing. Some appointments are blessing. If you have been filled with the Spirit, if you have been baptized in his name, your appointment is one of blessing. Genesis 18, chapter 13. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Sometimes we don't expect the blessing. We think, can God get me out of this mess? Is it too bad? Sarah laughed about God's blessing. Shall I bear a son in my old age? Verse 14. Some appointments are for blessing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. That word appointed is the same word as feast, moed. God made an appointment with Abraham and Sarah for blessing. Sarah shall have a son. But some appointments are for judgment. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. I'm almost finished. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. That's our assurance because Jesus lived and died. That you can either have an appointment to judgment or you can have an appointment to blessing. The appointed time was that the Son was given to Abraham and Isaac. The appointed time is that Jesus, the Son, is now given to us. If you want an appointment of blessing, you can have it. Or if you want an appointment of judgment, there's that too. But as you can see from the slides I put up there, stuff is happening. You may not believe it. You may say it's just coincidence. But the scientists are saying it's not coincidence. This is the first time they've ever seen two Category 4 storms in the Atlantic at the same time, in the records that they have been keeping. First time they've seen a storm just stop, you know, come in, and then just stop for 4 days in one place. Just stop. We are living in the prophecy of Matthew 24. It depends whether you want to accept that or not. But you have an appointment. If you could stand with me. I am so glad for the four young people today who want to make an appointment of blessing. That baptismal tank signifies the death of the old person and the birth of something new. See, when you've died there, you can't die again. The Bible says you rise to walk in newness of life. And heaven rejoices. Because it's just like someone being saved from one of those storms. One life being saved, two lives being saved, four lives being saved today. There's an appointment. This is our 8th pastoral anniversary. Actually, it's also the church's 37th anniversary. It was this week in September 1980 that this church was bought and services were held. It was September 9th that I became pastor in 2010. So this is several anniversaries. There's another appointment coming up in 2 weeks. It goes by various names. Yom Teruah, the day of blowing, Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. It's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. It's also known as the Feast of Trumpets. It could be the rapture. And for me personally, I'd be pretty happy. As I said before, get me out of so much stuff. But you know, I'm so selfish, there'd be millions of millions who would not have heard that there is a God and that he's real and he's here to save you. I'm not saying it is the rapture, but I do believe it's the beginning of something. I really do. Honestly, I do. As I've said before, this will be the Jubilee year, 50 years since Israel became a nation, 70 years generationally. No matter which way you line it up, May 14th, 1948, to now is 70 years. June 1967 is 50 years. See, on the year of Jubilee, 10 days after the Feast of Trumpets is the Day of Atonement. So the next three appointments for the Jews are coming very quickly. So on the 22nd will be the Feast of Trumpets, 10 days after that will be the Day of Atonement, and 5 days after that will be the last one, Feast of Tabernacles, for this year. And it was on the Day of Atonement, on every 50th year, that the Jubilee trumpet was blown. And that signified freedom. All debts were canceled. All slaves were released. All land was returned. We are so close to the fulfillment of that Jubilee trumpet. I'm closing this service, but I open the altars if anyone wants to pray. The Bible says in Daniel 12, it said that the wise would know. The world will keep on going, not realizing what's happening. As I've said before, almost no one, when prophecy is being fulfilled, sees it as being fulfilled. It's only in hindsight we look back and we see, yeah, that was being fulfilled. But from 7 years from now, there'll be another solar eclipse across America, but this time it'll go this way. When you put the two of them together, it forms a cross. I don't know why America is not seemingly featured in Bible prophecy. I don't know what has happened to America at the end. I wish the best for this country. I wish God, I think this country has been a beacon, has been a light, has been a blessing to the whole world. But the Bible says sin, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Bible also says to whom much is given, much is required. Destruction did not come to Nineveh when the people repented. God delayed it. And I believe that because of the Christians that are in this country, maybe this place will be spared what this world is going to experience. But it's for us right now not to wait around until the morning of the 22nd and see if our friends have disappeared. That'll be too late. That will be way too late. Because then you know you missed it. And I've been through that as a little child. I'm not going to tell you my story. But I thought I missed it one time. Because I heard my parents talk about this thing, and I believed it, and I still do. One day, the Bible says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And I believe you're going to hear your name. I believe every single person is going to hear their particular name called. The Bible says that the dead in Christ will arise first, and that we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the skies. Now, I'm not setting any dates. I'm not saying the 22nd is anything. I do believe it's something. Whether it's the rapture or not, I don't know. But I do know you can't look at all of those things that have happened since the first sign of the eclipse. It's like every 3 days something is happening. You can't look at that and think That's just normal. That's not normal. That's not normal. There's a few more signs to be fulfilled. Maybe I'll teach on that on Tuesday night. But right now, I want us to just pray. We need all to repent. The Bible says all have fallen short. I want to repent. I want to make sure that I hear my name. That when that Jubilee trumpet sounds, because it is going to sound, there's so many other things going on that I don't have time to tell you. Just so many other things going on in the skies, the alignment of all those constellations. So many things are going on, but just take it from me today. I'm the doctor's assistant calling to let you know your appointment's coming due. Hebrews says it's appointed unto men once to die, then the judgment. It's my job as the watchman to warn. There's so many things going to happen on this planet. So many things, but you don't have to be here. God's wrath is going to be poured out. But you know what? He hath not appointed the church to wrath. He's going to remove us. And because Satan doesn't want to give this planet up, there's going to be a war. Revelation 12 says so. There was war in heaven. And the devil and his angels fought. And Michael and his angels fought. But you know who's going to win. Bible says there was no more room found for him, and he was cast down. And when he comes down to the earth for the final time, the Bible says he's going to be mad. Because he knows he's about to be evicted and locked up. And you know what people do when they're about to be evicted and locked up? They trash the place. They tear up everything. And that's what the Bible says he's going to do. If he can't have you, no one can have you. I'm closing, I really am. But I'm just saying this from my heart. And I wanted to show those slides just so that you just take a time. We haven't much heard in the news about the fires in the West because of everything's going on. But they've had the greatest wildfires going on right now than they've had in dozens and dozens of years. They said 8 Western states are on fire. They've got more than 26,000 fire people trying to put them out. Los Angeles had the greatest amount of fire surrounding that they've had in decades. When you go home, don't believe me, go Google it. You'll see just tons of news about it. But because of all the other things that have been going on, it's just been missing. North Korea, we got this guy who is determined. I mean, he's not even pretending. He's saying he's going to nuke America. And he's going in the direction to do it. We may be blessed that we are living in the Midwest, but his next rocket, they say, will be able to reach as far as we are. Right now, he can only reach the West Coast, but he's determined, absolutely determined. And you know why he's determined? Because this is satanic. It's not a matter of logic. It's not a matter of logic. It's because Satan has come down knowing he hath but a short time. A short time. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to come and pray, and we're going to have a baptism, and that's just awesome. Father, we just thank you for your word today. Lord, we ask you to remember those who are suffering right now in Florida, in Texas. Lord, let your mercy and your grace be outpoured. Give some more time, Lord, for people to come to know you. Lord, we ask you to open people's hearts to understand that your coming is soon. And you don't want any to be lost. Father, we ask you right now to help us to understand that we have an appointment. There is an appointment that we can't avoid. Lord, we ask you, Father, for those who are at the altar, those who are in the pews, those who are getting baptized, that this miracle, this gift of grace, this gift of love that you have reached out, Lord, that we should be counted worthy to hear the truth, to know you. Lord, we ask you right now to minister, not through my words, but through your words. Touch every heart. That, Lord, that this circle that's in here today, that none will be lost. Lord, you prayed in John 17 and you said, I have lost none save the son of perdition. Lord, as we gather here under this roof today, with everyone that's here, Lord, let none be lost. Let none be lost. Let your grace and mercy reach out right now to touch every heart. Oh God, that our relationship with you will be renewed today. That your Holy Spirit will just wash us and cleanse us, forgive us. We come to you.